start your day at the Torah, Rabbi Yaakov Klein.
You ready? Okay, good morning to everybody. Such a privilege to be able to learn with you. This morning, every time I come up from London, it's a schus to be able to stop here and to learn and to start our day with Torah, with Hayra'a, with Divrei Chizuk, which is the most important kind of Torah today, because we need Chizuk more than anything else. Today everybody needs strength. We're living in difficult times. Every person has tzaras. Klal Yisrael has tzaras. The world b'chlal is in a process of ikvus of the Mashiach giving birth. And we're experiencing labor pains. Very heavy. And so today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tzaddikim who are giving us strength, giving us chizuk. It's also Torah. It's just a slightly different area of Torah. And so I'd like just to maybe do something slightly different than the regular program. Again, I don't know what goes on here every morning. But to take a look at some divrei chizuk and divrei Torah that are hayra to give us strength to be able to understand our role in the world that we're currently living in, and what we can do to make the world a little bit brighter, a little bit closer to the ultimate ke'ula that all of us are yearning for and davening for. It's a little bit awkward because I named the shir, how can we bring peace in Eretz Yisrael, and apparently, like, there's peace. So, don't know. So I don't know how much we can trust what's going on this morning, or maybe Machshava Tayva Mitzarfa L'Maisa, like maybe this shir just did it already, I don't know. But Al Kapanim, there's always more opportunity. We need more Shalom, we need more Shalom. So I'd like to take a look at the Sefer Divrei Cheskel, Rabbi Cheskel of Shinev, Zchus Yagun Aleinu, and goes back a few parashiyas, back to Parashas Va'aloyscha, which everybody knows. It was a pretty remarkable Hashgach El Yonah, that Daika on that Shabbos, that's when the whole thing happened. And we read this incredible pasuk, Kisavoh Mochama Ba'artzechem Al Atzar Tzayr Eschem. It's literally mamish that pasuk in Yonah Deyoma, as it usually is in Parashas Shlach last week. This is not Stam. You know, we're mamish Leben mit the parashiyos, like the tzaddikim would say, we have to realize everything is bashkach al yoyna. So the Divrei Cheskel has a couple of dikdukim I'd like to learn with you together this morning, b'siyata d'shmaya. The pasuk says, you see, it's just from my sefer, so forgive the underlinings and the highlightings. I couldn't find it online, but there's a printing mistake obviously here, and it's v'chisavoyu. So I just added the ches. Melchama ba'artzechem. When there comes a war ba'artzachem in our holy land in Eretz Yisrael, al tzar hatzor eschem, on our enemy, who's paining us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you need to blow the silver trumpets, which even now, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael are doing that. By Rav Dov Kook, I saw a video, and by the Koisel, they were standing in Mamash blowing silver chatzotzers. Now where they got them, or they made them, I don't know where one gets a chatzotzers, but that's what they were doing. And the pasuk says, "When ishatem yaveichem, you'll be saved from your enemies." Okay, so I don't have, like I said, I don't know where to get one. So I don't have chatzotzer. So what does this mean for me? Because every pasuk is relevant to every yid for all time. So what does it mean? What's my response supposed to be? Ki savoil melchama ba'artzechem al atzar hatzar eschem, and I'm living here in London, in Manchester, and what shaychus? What's my avoida? What am I supposed to do? Says the tzaddik hadikdukim of ha'arim. There are many dikdukim in this pasuk here that he wants to point out. First of all, ma'izev chisavoyu melchama ba'artzechem v'loy ba'artzam. He can't understand why is it that the melchama is coming ba'artzechem. Usually you go out to war against your enemy where they're living, which is a particularly relevant question and reference, I would say, to the current circumstance. Forget Iran for a second. But what's going on, mamish, in Eretz Yisrael? There's a tzar hatzor be'artzechem. It's in our land. It's not somewhere else. But this is what he wants to know. Ela ba'artzam. Einam tzrichem lavoy. So he says, what's kisavayu milchama, right? If it's already be'artzechem, so what's kisavayu? Ke'ema ba'artzam. V'lay havali likasev lashen v'chisavayu. It's already there, right? L'chayra. Be'artzechem. It's in. So what kisavayu? You shall come. You go out to battle with them. But if it's already in your, so then what's kisavayu? They shall come. It's already in your land. So Maize Ba'artzachem, what's Pshat Ba'artzachem? That you're going out to war, but it's in your lands, they're already there, should say Ba'artzam. So he explains Alpi Pshat. On a deeper level, really Alpi Remes. Achish Loimar, he says, Yadua de Ikr Mulchamo Mechemes Yitzahara Shul Mulchama Gedoyla Shaba Mulchamas. We could get very, very distracted by the news, and we can be refreshing the news feed to try to learn about Mulchamas that are happening outside of us. He says, it's not the Ikr. He says, the Mulchama HaGedoyla Shaba Mulchamas is going on inside each and every one of us. The Imloi Kavash Mulchemes Yitzahara Mizek Kala Mulchamas Boys. He says, to the degree that a person is not standing strong in the Melchama, we just heard a minute ago about Lashon Hara, you're learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim, right? So Lashon Hara, so many different temptations that a person has, that's the Ikr. Imagine if there was a news feed, you know, where you can refresh and find out, where are you holding in your strategy, and my strategy with the Yetzirah, every step. He says, that's the Melchama, HaGadoyla Shaba Melchamais. And it's v'imloy kavash melchemes yitzahara that mizek kala melchemes ba'oiz. That's where all melchama comes from. K'may shekasev v'chakai saite lechu v'es mitzvoy saite shmoyru v'goymer v'nasati sholem ba'aretz v'cherev le'sava ba'artzam. Ba'artzachem. That if Klal Yisrael are doing what we're supposed to do, and it's not under my control to be able to control anybody else, I just have one person to control, that's me. And that's each and every one of us to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that we're doing the best that we can to struggle with those inner struggles, whatever those are at whatever stage in life. The pasuk says, "When asati shalom ba'aretz, then there will be shalom. The cherev leisava ba'artzachem, there will be no war, there will be no danger." When Matzinu, he says, we find that toyer ba'aretz Yisrael chad, hu mechuven zeh keneged zeh. Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are mechuven one to the other. Baharaya, how do you know that one thing has to do with the other? Midichsiv, the pasuk Yeshua tells us, Vayomer Kalev, Asher Yakas, Kiryas Sefer, Velachta, Venasati Levagoymer. Kalev said, whoever's going to be able to conquer Kiryas Sefer, I'll give my daughter. Vayelachta Asnil ben Kenaz. And Asnil ben Kenaz went and conquered it. Says Chazal, the Gemara says in Temura. Va'amr Azal, Elu Halachais. It's not speaking about a physical conquering. Elu alachas asher nishtak chubi me evloi shal moisha shehichzer Asnil ben Kenaz mipilpulai. Asnil ben Kenaz went and he brought back in the halachas that were forgotten from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's called conquering Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. So on the one hand, there's a melchama, there are people to fight. On the other hand, Chazal Darshan that I was talking about, Pilpul Shel Torah. That was the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Ubezel lachad kiryas sefer. Ki amakam hazeh hayim mechuvan keneged halachas elu. Because the whole entire Eretz Yisrael is mechuvan keneged the Torah. Each place has a particular chelek, an area of Torah. And to the extent that we're learning, to the extent that we're integrating different areas of Torah, to that extent, Eretz Yisrael becomes a place that's open, that we can easily conquer and inherit. But Oid Raya, and he brings another Raya, Me'am Mitzvah Satluim Ba'aretz. Obviously, there are so many mitzvahs that are tali on that place. V'gam Midichsev, and also another passing Yeshua, V'yedich Yeshua B'layla Ahu B'saycha Emek, that Yeshua went deep in the valley in a famous Chazal, the Gemara in Ervin, V'amar Hazal Shahalach, and Lan V'umka Shal Halacha. That Yeshua delved very deeply into halacha, and therein lied the capacity to be able to go and to make sure that we can get Eretz Yisrael properly. When a person is aligned with the Torah properly, this has a direct impact on our ability to inherit Eretz Yisrael, ve'ein shum nivra yachalam neged Yisrael, and thereby there is nobody who is able to stand against Klal Yisrael. So again, a person so distant, and we're not fighting with weapons, and we're not even close, and we're no shaychis in that way. But according to the Divrei Cheskel, and he's going to prove it in a raya al darech remez in the pasuk and admit it, it turns out that me doing my avoida where I am has a direct impact on what's going on there. Because like we're going to see in a minute from another source on the second side of the page, these two things are deeply intertwined and connected. The Ikr Melchama is the Melchama inside. And it could be that part of the strategy of the Satan, of the Yetzirah, is to get us so drawn into the Melchama outside that we start to think that that's the Ikr. Aside from Koich Ba'etzim Yadi and forgetting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and not this president and not this minister and not this, you know, obviously that's part of the challenge. But it's deeper than that. It's that to every second that we're drawn into what's going on the outside is a second that we're no longer focused on what's really going on the inside. The ikr of the Adam, of the mensch, is on the inside. Each person is an oilam male. The Gemara says, Kala matzal nefesh achas mi Yisrael, ki lukiyam oilam male. The Archa Sadikim at the end, in the last parak of this incredible Sefer Archa Sadikim. I don't know, is it so learned? I'm not sure. Is Archa Sadikim, like it's not... People know about it, but I'm not sure. It's such a remarkable sefer. They say that it was written by a woman. I don't know if this is true. They don't know who wrote it. And it's a lot from Nach and not so much from Gemara. So some say that it was written by a tzedekah at some point. We don't know exactly who it's from. But the last parak is just remarkable. If you've not seen the last parak of Archa Tzadikim, where he goes through how the whole human body mirrors exactly our world. He goes through mountains and valleys and forests and the different parts of the human body. Literally, each of us is an oilam male. And to the extent that a person is focused inward, to live in that battle and to take it as seriously, if not much more seriously, than the battles that are going on externally. And like the pasuk says, "B'tachpulas tasa melchama." How do you fight a melchama with tachpulas? And I think personally, I've taken great encouragement from what's gone on in the last week, the last 2 weeks, the last 3 weeks. When you see strategy in the physical world, the attacks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous wisdom and strength to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to be able to push back against a fearsome, fearsome enemy. I don't think we who didn't grow up in Eretz Yisrael understood the level that people grew up with this looming threat from their youth. That this was like an existential threat growing up. Maybe in the Cold War we felt something, at least in America, you know, a little bit close to that. But people grew up as children, and it's nigmar. It's not. It's gone. But in 1 second, gone. 20, 30, 40 years that people grew up under this terrible threat. I don't think we can imagine it. I'm speaking to people who lived in Eretz Yisrael for a long period of time. It's difficult for us to grasp what this means, how everything is different, everything has changed, but the way that it unfolded strategically. Take out the defense, you take out the hierarchy, the command chain, and then you hit this, you know, thing, and now they can't have internet, and now they can't, you know, broadcast propaganda, and boom, 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 and then you think in the inside, it's no different with the Satan. It needs to be done with strategy. There are waves. There are different elements that a person is able to use. It has to be as intensive and it has to be as ordered. But the question is a person living in that? Is that the Ikr battle? Or no, you know, we just carry on Olam Kiminhag HaNoyeg and our main focus gets drawn to what's going on outside. When Lahepech, to the extent that we're focused on what's going on inside, that's how we're going to hear good news. That if each member of Klal Yisrael understood that the Ikr battle is here and lived in that and took it at least as seriously as in the physical realm, because it is more serious, because it's Ruchnias, and Ruchnias is at the core of everything. So if the Neshama is totally whole, then the body Mamela is living with every kind of bracha. So then we would only hear good things. And this is what he learns, pshat in the pasuk, a remez really. And this is what the pasuk is telling us. When the melchama comes, im tavayu lidei melchama im sein eichem, when you have a war with enemies. Ba'artzechem, who ba'avur artzechem. He says ba'artzechem isn't just the geological location where this battle is taking place. It's the siba. What's pshat that there's a melchama in the world? The answer is ba'artzechem, who ba'avur artzechem shetzarech l'sakim b'chinas Eretz Yisrael im ha'Torah, because Eretz Yisrael and the Torah have a pagam. And again, we can't change the whole world, but it means for each and every one of us to make sure and to take it seriously on a personal level. This is much deeper than a physical threat. It means that beruchnius, all of us are not doing what we need to be doing. So that's what it is. It wakes us up. So what do we think about? And the answer is ba'artzachem. Focus on our own bechina of Eretz Yisrael inside. To what extent do I need to strategize more deeply? Take more seriously this battle. Take on extra shmira, extra level of vigilance. Step up my ruchnius, my davening, my learning, my connection to Hashem. Ba'artzachem. Al atzar hatzorer eschem. So again, printing error. Teidu, he says, ki ikar hamulchama hu al atzar hatzar eschem hu ayetzahara. Shetikavshu es ayetzahara. This is the primary enemy, is what's going on inside. As the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, Soifa Rasha letzadik u'mevakish lahamisai Hashem layazveni biyadai. The Rasha wants to kill us. Who is the Rasha? Says the Gemara in Baba Basar. Hu asatan hu amalach hamavas hu ayetzahara. It's all the same guy. And I was thinking just this morning, it hit me, I didn't see it anywhere, so you have to trust me on it, but it came to my mind, what's Pshat, Hu HaSatan, Hu HaMalach HaMavis, Hu HaYetzara, these three. And I was thinking, you know, the Satan plays this game, where in the beginning, he's the one that gives us the taiva to do an avera, to speak Lashon Hara, and to look where we're not supposed to look, and to do what we're not supposed to do, and etc., and to cheat, and be dishonest, whatever it is. And to be jealous, and to be anxious, whatever the Yetzirah's inyan is. And that's who HaSatan. Who HaMalach HaMaves is in the moment of the Taiva. And who HaYetzirah is the Yetzirah afterwards, who tries to make you feel, that's it, you're finished. Meaning it's like, it's Haya, you know, Hayva and Yeh. These three aspects of the Yetzirah, it's crazy. He's the same guy. All the way throughout. At first, like the tzaddikim say, first he makes the avera seem very kal. No, it's not a big deal. And then he's the one that makes the person do the avera. And afterwards, he makes the avera seem like the biggest deal in the world. And now you can't carry on because you say, forget it, I'm finished already. So the tzaddikim say, we have to do the hepech. That before, it has to be chamer ma'od. And the person has to recognize the consequences. And then afterwards, let it go. And a person needs to realize that we're human beings, it's okay, and you carry on. And it goes true like this in every single area, otherwise we'll never be able to move. But Hu HaSatan Hu HaMalach HaMavas Hu HaYetzara, he's trying to kill us. This is our enemy. V'ari Oisem, so he says, okay, so what's the inin with the Chatzotzeris? What's the depth of that? V'ari Oisem Lashon Shvira. It can mean to blow, but it could also mean to break. Shetichav shoy say milashan the pasuk in Tehillim Troyim b'shevet barzel. Troyim can mean to shatter, to break. Vari oisem, break, he says. Troyim b'shevet barzel. How do you do that? See, he says, here's the etzah. B'chatzotzeres. There's a very, very, very famous, maybe one of the most famous teachings from the Maggid of Mizrich, which is on this word, and it's not even a teaching. This is the whole thing what the Maggid said, and from this, the Sfarim HaKdoshim Talmidei Maggid make drushes for pages and pages. All the Maggid says was that Chatzotzeres is the word Chatzitzures. Ad kan, the teaching of the Maggid. And in all the Sfarim Kemat, you know, the Talmidei Maggid, you find them darshining on this, Chatzitzures, half of a tzura. He says Chatzotzeres, he brings Lashon Chatzitzures, which is incredibly deep. Not a tzura shalem, but a chatzi tzura, only half of a picture. Hainu, so he says, what does that mean applied to this? Shiyah kol echad be'enei atzmai rak kamay chatzi tzura. He says, you know what the etzah is? When a person's dealing with yetzah hara, and a person's dealing with challenges inside internally, the etzah is chatzi tzura, chatzoy tzuras. Asher eina tzura shlema rak be'eschaber ha-shnei chatzi tzuras yachad. When each and every member of Klal Yisrael, this is also the remez famously of the Machzis HaShekel, where everybody's only bringing a half to recognize the humility that I'm not supposed to be whole. All of us are only ever half. The malachim are very beautiful and holy. I hope they don't get angry at me for saying this. But they have a deficiency that they don't have any deficiency. In this way, the malachim are deficient, because no malach never needed to ask some other malach for help. The malachim are what they are. It's true, mekablin dein midein, you know, but that's not pshat deficiency. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. But there's no malach that's like mamish having a hard time doing his shlichus and is feeling so broken that he's not able to do it, and he comes to another malach and he says, please, you know, can you help me? This is only us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu daika wanted avodah from human beings that are incomplete, imperfect, will never be. Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavasa v'yadai. Pshat in the Mishnah, in a certain level, means Yetzahara, right? There's no taiva, but even a good taiva. Oyev kesef liyizva kesef, l'svarim darshan kesef is money, but kesef is also kisufin. Oyev kisufin liyizva kisufin. There's no end. There's no end to the madrigas. The Gemara says, tzadikim ein la menucha loy ba'lamazeh, v'loy l'maba, shenemar, yelchu michayel el-chayel. The tzadikim, there's no end. It's endless, endless, endless. Ein sof. Ein sof madrigas. So to recognize that I'm only ever a chatzi tzura, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to be in a situation where a person struggles. Rak b'eschaber ashnei chatzi tzuras yachad kein tiu ba'achdus kol Yisrael ki ish echad v'neshatam yaveichem emela. Says the Shinever, it's a couple of steps. Number one, when there's a mechama ba'artzachem, we have to learn ba'artzachem, means it's in our own relationship with Yiddishkeit, how far, how close, how distant, what we're struggling with, what we're working on. Okay, so I have to beat the Yetzara of Hari Oysam, and I have to shatter the Yetzara to the extent that I can. How do I do that? Says the Shinever, Bechatzitzuras. Bechatzitzuras. Achdus in Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is biyachad, means when we show up vulnerably one with the other and we live with the MS that all of us purport is our great ideal, but then we don't show up with MS, even though we can say the truth. But do we show up with the whole totality of our truth? It's something that we struggle with. Only more recently, society is starting to shift a little bit in the firm world. People are speaking about issues. People are recognizing, okay, there are things that you could speak about publicly. Used to be, if you talk societally, I'm sure some of you remember this, where even if a person had a child who wasn't 100%, you know, special needs child, societally, people hid that. It's like they didn't want anybody to know. Ship them off to some institution somewhere. That's how it used to be. And you see how things change. And you see how things are changing. To me, that's more MS. Because it's just the MS. Well, what are we trying to protect exactly? The main thing that we need to have in our community is MS. V'nasan lanu tayras MS. MS is Aleph Mem Tav. Aleph Mem Tav, the Baal Shem HaKadosh tells us, Aleph is the Pele Elyon. Right, Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echad Yachad Miyuchad. And the whole existence is, yeah, there's very halig parts of existence, but it goes down to the Beis and the Gimel and the Dalet and the Hey, etc. All the way down to the Mem, which is the middle of the Aleph Beis, and all the way down to the Tav. This is the whole nature of reality is built, like the Gemara in Brachas tells us, but Salel needed to know, Yadeh Letzarev Oysia Shabam Nivr Shemayim Va'aretz. The whole world is created with the whole Aleph Beis. Each one of us is created with the whole Aleph Beis. There's the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly. A lot of times we only show up with the good. We only relate to people on the level of the good. But imagine a world, we were just speaking about this with some of the Chevra the other day, imagine a world where people can show up with the totality of what they were going through, all of it. And they can sit with one another and they can Chatzitzuris. I don't have to pretend, you know, like everything's perfect. Because on the outside, everything looks perfect. Where we can build a world where we're humble enough to be able to say, it's okay. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. I struggle with this. I deal with that. My kid is struggling. And things are not perfect. And that's okay. So it's fine. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. We're not malachim. We're not expected to be malachim. I think that after the Second World War, there was a tremendous pressure. Tremendous pressure to rebuild and had to be tak everything the way that it needed to be. I'm the grandson of four Holocaust survivors. My parents on both sides lost all of their family, and their parents were the sole survivors of very large families. All four of them were in Auschwitz. So I'm two generations removed. But I grew up with that heaviness. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. There was a tremendous heaviness. There was no room for everything. Had to be spot on. And life is not like that. Life is not like that. Life was never supposed to be like that. That's not the way it is. What it means to be human is to grapple with all of the ugliness. And says the Shinever, the only way that we could do that is when we come together, biyachad, but be'emes. Not just when there's a siyum hashas and you fill a stadium with tons of yidin and everybody's celebrating their success. That's not the achdus I'm talking about. I'm talking about achdus of broken, humble, vulnerable hearts. That's what this generation needs. And that's what's happening. More and more, people are starting to speak about issues. People are healing. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing. So to me, when I read this teaching, that's what he's telling me. The only way to really deal with the Yetzirah is to face our issues humbly, b'chatzotzeres. When we come together, and we show up, and we can have honest relationships with others, then we could have honest relationships with ourselves, and that's the only way that a person could have an honest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only way. Because then I'm not just coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the surface of me. I'm coming in with all of me, with all of who I am. I once heard an interesting remez, just something to remember. When it comes to L'chadaydi, so the minhag is to turn around by Baye B'Shalim. And I'll be pshat because the sun is setting, and that's where Mekabel Shabbos from the new day as the sun sets. I once heard a fascinating idea. It says that when you go into a meeting with the king, let's say, you go to the president, a prime minister somewhere, someone very official, and you just got from the airport, he says, you need to drop off your baggage first. You need to, put all your things in your hotel, wherever you're staying, and then you dress nicely, and you go in, but you don't have anything with you, because it's not b'chavadik, you're coming into a meeting with an official, you leave your stuff behind. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehebech, if I'm leaving anything behind, or any part of me is not part of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I totally don't understand what Hashem is. Because Moloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevaydai, Emunah means that there's no less Asar Pani Minei, like the Zohar Kaddish says. It means there's no part of my life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't. There's no part, there's nothing in my life, Kol Ma'da Avad Rachmana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me in all of it. There's a purpose for all of it. So he says, imagine a person comes into Shabbos Kodesh, which is the Yom HaNishmasa, which is the day where we put aside all of our asakim of the 6 days of the week, Ki'ilu Kol Malach Tachasuya, and we're supposed to rise up into a relationship with Hashem. And we decide, no, I'm going to leave my stuff in the week. I'm just going to come in, took a nice shower, dressed in a nice suit. And this is how I come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Boye B'Shalim, we turn around and look back into the week. And we ask ourselves, is there anything that I'm leaving behind? It's a different take. Is there anything that I'm leaving behind? Am I coming into Shabbos with all of me? With all of the frustrations and the failures and the challenges and the disappointments? And is there any part of my life that I'm leaving behind? Because if there is, and I'm about to rise up into the Arav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there are parts of my life that light is not going to shine on. And the whole inyan of Shabbos is that ki'ilu kol malach t'chasuya, there's nothing else that needs to be done. Everything is already the way that it's supposed to be. Okay, we didn't have time to take a look at the second half of the sheet. If you can, you'll take it with you and just read it. Very, very, very special and beautiful, but it's sort of reiteration of the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, b'siyata d'shmaya, that when all of us go inside and do this work, which is the work of chatzotzeres, of chatzitzures, which is the work of be'emes letting go and asking ourselves, what are our values? Who am I trying to show off for? How can I become more real? How can I become more open? How can I become more authentic and more emes? So then to that extent, we have more space now, more assistance to be able to deal with the tsar hatsar eschem be'artzichem, and then b'siyata d'shmaya, we won't need to hear any more, even announcements of ceasefires, because there won't be fire in the first place. We'll have no more melchama be'ezras Hashem with the coming of the Mashiach tzidkenu, the binyan by shlishi b'mher b'yaminu. Amen. Amen. Ashika, thank you so much. Yeah.